Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey! It's 3 o'clock hour. What's going on? As Morales said, we're doing all the picks. Baby Daniel has issued all the picks for him, Momo's toddler. Bergman has issued all of his picks. And now Sophie has done all the picks except Rams-Cardinals. So I've set this up in a super, super rough way. It's crooked and all this stuff. But I'm going to do on Instagram Live, Sophie is going to choose between the Cardinals and the Rams. So, Momo, you go ahead and carry the show while I do this, okay?
All right. I'm really excited by this. If you can get this on Instagram Live, it's going to be your highest rated Instagram Live ever. But we have a little breaking news. Little breaking news before we get to this. News story from David Menemen. There is optimism within the Lakers organization that Anthony Davis could return to game action sometime during LA's upcoming Grammy road trip. Sources told ESPN.
That's great news.
That's great news. And quick. By the way, breaking news on 710 ESPN is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons.
Man, could we get him back in time for that really rough stretch with Brooklyn and Philly and Charlotte? There's a really rough stretch in the middle of that Grammy road trip. It would be huge to get him back and get these guys playing together and figure out what we've actually got.
Yeah, supposedly
right now we know.
No. And supposedly, according to Dave, Davis participated in an individual on-court workout on Friday, 4 weeks to the day since spraining his MCL in his left knee. And he's going to be reevaluated by the team doctors early next week. So that would be a huge lift for them because they're about to come up. They had all the easy games and they haven't done very well in those easy games. And now they get the hard games and might be getting Anthony Davis back.
Excellent.
Just the right time.
Excellent. All right, so Momo, I am going to do Instagram Live isn't going to work, but I'm going to whoop Sophie up and we'll make
all
the
right
pick right now live. I'll tell you exactly how she picks it, but listen for Sophie.
Sophie!
Okay, so Venice Mace is here at his house in Venice. It's actually Venice. I've been there. And Sophie, his 15-year-old dog, is going to have a choice between... You said it was a mango snack, right? Mango kind of biscuit.
He's
getting the dog.
This is incredible.
Rams or Cardinals?
Sophie's smart. She's going to pick the Rams. I got faith in you, Sophie.
Come on, Sophie.
And ladies and gentlemen, as sloppy as that may be, Sophie has selected the Rams.
Whoa!
And it was completely legit. She really did. Rams were right hand. Cardinals were left hand. Sophie picked the Rams. So her final pick is the Rams for Monday night. Thank God. I don't know what I would have done if Sophie had picked the Cardinals.
Would you have fed her?
Oh, my.
Oh, sure. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't punish my poor girl. But she, it would have shown that she sort of lost it a little bit.
Yeah. What did you say to her? Like, did she have a comment after she made the pick?
Yeah, I love the Rams. Who's house? Rams house.
Sophie's voice. So, I got a couple of questions about the weekend. So, we've got all the picks registered, and Bergman is...
You can tweet those out. We can put them on the station.
Oh, yeah. Get Carlo to put those out. Carlo, our social media guy, can put
also,
out the picks.
I've been meaning to ask you this whole time, Mace. You're not concerned about their defense? Like, they just signed Eric Weddle off the couch.
I am concerned about the defense. Jordan Fuller being out is a huge loss. We actually talked to McVay about this yesterday. On top of that, Taylor Rapp is dinged and Darius Williams is dinged. Both those guys are expected to play. You know, it's weird. If you're a Rams fan, you know this. Eric Weddle coming out of retirement 2 years after he's been done and stepping into a role. I actually don't think he is going to play as significant a role as people are necessarily thinking. They also signed a guy from the practice squad named Blake Countess, who was a Ram a few years back. I have a feeling we're going to see more of Blake Countess than we're going to see of Eric Weddle. That's just what I, as a Rams fan, just looking at it.
What did Sean say when you asked him about it? Did you ask him like really hard? Did you really stick it to him? And say, what happened to the defense last game?
I was
the 49ers.
Pretty, I mean, I actually, I got some DMs saying I was really, really hard. Paul Velasquez, this was a DM. Respect, man, listening to the McVay interview, that question let no one say, don't ever let anyone question that you don't come hard and
all right
with questions. Respect. No, the one thing I did bring up with McVay that I will take to my grave is I think that at the end of regulation in that 49ers game,
yep,
running the ball three times and giving the ball back to them was a very soft move.
What he said? Did you say, Sean? I thought that was soft.
No, I said, what were you thinking? And he actually, I said, what were you thinking? And Sean's answer was, you know, you learn a lot. You know, you learn a lot about decision making in games, and I learned something there, something like that. We could probably find the answer, but he acknowledged that, you know, it might not have been the right thing.
If he had it to do over again, he probably would do something different. That's what it sounds like.
It's, I think that's exactly what it was. Exactly what it was. And yeah, the defense, I'll tell you what, San Francisco's pretty damn good. They run the football and they stopped
the
run.
That's why everybody's even Baby Daniel's picking San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, if I was to pick the game, Sophie picked Dallas, but I would take San Francisco to win the game. And it's important for the Rams. That game is really important for the Rams for this reason. If San Francisco beats the Cowboys, that would mean that San Francisco goes to Green Bay in the divisional round, and we get to go to Tampa.
Ooh!
To me, I'd much rather play. I'd much rather play in Tampa. If the Eagles win, and if the 49ers win, we get a home game in week two.
Whoa! Wow!
So we're rooting hard for the Eagles and rooting hard for the 49ers. I'd like to dodge the Packers until the NFC Championship game.
Although the only thing is, it's going to be cold no matter what.
Bergman.
So going over these picks now that we've all done with it, we just did this whole big bit.
Yep.
Now that you have, go without any type of thought, because it's your dog, which picks do you actually like the best?
Okay.
Don't
so
pick your dog just because it's your dog. This is your dog.
I think
that
Sophie
was, go ahead.
I think my dog Sophie's out on a limb because she took Philly over Tampa. And I think that game has the potential to be a blowout. I just don't think Philly is very good. I think they're a little bit lost right now. I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts. They didn't finish very well. So that's the one pick with Sophie that I don't like. I do like the Bengals to win. If I was to pick the games, I would go just straight up, not point spread. I'd go Bengals, Bills, Bucks, Niners, Chiefs, and Rams.
All right.
So you like my picks the best because the only thing we had different was the Raiders and Bengals.
Yeah, the Raiders are not going to win that game.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. It's okay.
Doubt us if you must.
I'm doubting. Do you really think the Raiders can win that game?
I really do.
Joe's been playing.
Yeah, I really do. The Raiders are just on one right now. They have no pressure on them. They're just going in so loose.
Ireland is allegedly a Raiders fan. He does not even know the coach's name.
Bisaccia. I even know how to pronounce it now.
Rich Bisaccia. Now, don't you think that guy deserves
totally
at least serious consideration for that job?
Yeah, serious consideration. I agree. But I do think they're going to take a look like at Harbaugh, Brian Flores, some of the, you know, there's some good names out there right now.
Yeah, I think Harbaugh is reportedly, Mike Florio says that Mark Davis is focused on Harbaugh.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Mark Davis, though, he was the one behind the Gruden hire. He's the one who really pushed that. I think he's kind of learned from it. I think he's let his football people take over. The only question is, who's going to be the football executive in charge? I mean, their GM is kind of, you know, in the spotlight, too. I don't know if they're going to just change everything.
Yeah, I mean, they could blow it all up, but why do it?
Right. I mean, they
you're
actually
in the playoffs for the first time in a while and got a chance to win. I mean, I think it's a winnable game. The spread is 5 points, I think, in that game.
Yeah.
So nobody's expecting a blowout.
Yeah. I mean, I think to be honest, like the Raiders have nothing to lose in this game. There's no pressure on them. I think Cincinnati with a home game, there's a lot on them. They haven't been there before. Cincinnati's like, I think they're a really good team. I think Joe Burrow's great, but they haven't been super consistent this year. Like there's been, like they lost their last game to Cleveland. I know they didn't all play very much, but to me, they're kind of up and down. They're not there yet.
All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the Lakers in this road trip and maybe Anthony Davis coming back. Plus, Brian Cox, who is the star of Succession, plays Logan Roy, has taken a shot at another actor and called him overrated. Ooh. I'll tell you who that is coming up next, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, don't forget lie of the day. At some point today, or maybe even now, I could be telling a lie. If I do, you know it, at 3:30, you can win a pair of tickets to be there Monday night with me. Rams versus Cardinals at SoFi Stadium. If you've not been to SoFi, nothing like it. Nothing like it. So, Anthony Davis, how did they actually phrase this? Anthony Davis is expected to return or will possibly return?
Optimism within the Lakers organization that he could return during the Grammy trip.
Boy, that would be huge.
Yeah.
And then what do we have? Somebody just pointed out what could have been done differently from last year's team that would have kept us rolling this year. Now, I would argue last year, I'm going to go right to team construction, way the team was built. I would argue that last year, with a healthy LeBron and a healthy Anthony Davis, that team had the potential to go on a run. So what was done this year? Gone are Caruso and KCP and Kuzma. In comes Russell Westbrook. And I don't think it looks good. I think the Lakers, the right play would have been to keep Caruso as a free agent, to keep KCP. If you could keep Kuzma, I think you'd have to deal him for Buddy Hield, add Buddy Hield, and all of a sudden I think you've got a championship caliber roster. Where am I wrong?
I mean, look, they play defense, those guys. When you look at it in retrospect, there is a strong argument to make that maybe the Lakers should have just kept it together and not done anything, not done much of anything. Just add, you know, maybe add Carmelo for some shooting and some, maybe add one guy like a Malik Monk, right? That was a minimum guy. The thing that's killing them, to be honest, is that they used their mid-level exception, which is the largest salary they had to give to anyone, on Kendrick Nunn, who hasn't played a game yet. That's been killing him. But I like, if you looked at the team that won the championship, I know they were disappointing last year, but I think they should have just given that team one more chance. Like, I mean, I'm not saying bring back Marcus Gasol or any of that, but
or Montrezl Harrell
or Harrell, you know,
he didn't fit. But if you kept that core of Kuzma, Caruso, and KCP,
yeah,
I think you've got a team that plays defense.
Mm-hmm.
Much better than this group. That was a great defensive team last year.
It was a great defensive team. And I, you know, they won it, but you still could have got Kendrick Nunn. Like, they still would have had their mid-level. So you could have still got Malik Monk and Kendrick Nunn and
yeah, you had maneuverability because you weren't taking on a $44 million salary.
Right. Now they're stuck. They have nowhere to go. And they would have still had a first-round pick, which they don't have right now to trade.
Yeah, they really
put a first-round pick in that Westbrook trade.
Right. Yeah, I guess they got their 2027 first-round pick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing about that is that's a point where that's post-LeBron and maybe even post-AD.
Mm-hmm. You're
probably going to need a number one draft pick around that time. Not thinking too far ahead, but.
Yeah, I mean, look, LeBron's under contract for one more year after this. This year and next, right?
Yes.
That comes up real quick.
Yeah, very fast. Very fast. Yeah, I think that blowing up the roster will prove to have been a mistake. I can't say that I can't have this conversation when John's here because he'll jump in and defend. And I get it. I totally get it. But I'm just telling the truth. Bergman, what do you think?
I think it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot for him to come back and be ready to go. And
no, but do you think if they'd have kept last year together, this team would be better?
Absolutely, because they overcorrected. We've talked about it a ton of times. I think they would have been pretty much in the same spot they would have been. They would have been towards the top, probably third or fourth, somewhere right around there. But they would have been in a much better situation.
Plus, I think they would have had
continuity,
but also the ability to get better. Like right now, it's like they've already played all of their chips. There's not that many things they can do now to make any kind of trade. They have, I guess, KCP you could trade.
KCP and I guess Kendrick Nunn theoretically, and a number one draft pick in 2027.
Yeah, it's not a lot. But, okay, let's say Caruso was expensive for them, which he was, but not as expensive as Westbrook, okay? But if it wasn't working out, let's say they brought the team back and things weren't working out, Caruso's had a lot of value. There was like three or four teams that really wanted him. So if it wasn't working out and you wanted to trade him later, you would have found that would have been an easy contract to trade. I think Harrell is really the only contract that was hard to trade. But, you know, he would have, if he picked up his player option, he would have been the last year of his deal. You would have been able to trade him for something, right? If you had to, or kept him, that would have been fine. But they would have had pieces that they could move still. Like Kuzma, I know people were tired of Kuzma after last year. Remember, he was like
defense last year. Played That's
defense
the thing
and he rebounded.
Him.
Yeah, and you know, he got blamed for a lot of things. I don't think they were really all on him, but Kuzma has some value around the league. Like KCP had some value. Those were not bad contracts the Lakers had to trade. They were much easier to move than Russell Westbrook's ever going to be. And I think like now this marriage with Westbrook, they have to make this work. And I'm one of those people who's like maybe the last person on Westbrook Island.
No,
I don't know if it's going to be a success, but I think he gets better. He does. I've seen it the last three or four years. So it's rough right now, but he does get better throughout the season. Last year, it was the same thing.
All right. So I wanted to do this. This Brian Cox story is great. So we love Succession.
Yes.
Such a great show. And Brian Cox plays Logan Roy. Do we actually have that thing I asked for, Bergman?
Beast!
We kind of have it.
We'll go full beast!
We'll go full effing beast, says Brian Cox. So this is interesting. Normally actors are nice to each other and say nice things. He was offered a role in Pirates of the Caribbean. And he said, another thing with – this is in his memoir that he just wrote. Another thing with Pirates of the Caribbean is that it's very much the Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow show. And Depp, personable though I'm sure he is so overblown, so overrated. I mean, Edward Scissorhands, let's face it. If you come in with hands like that and pale, scarred face makeup, you don't have to do anything. And he didn't.
Wow. That's
just
great.
Blistered him. He also turned down the part, by the way, of Robert Baratheon.
Really?
In Game of Thrones, yeah.
Why'd he turn it down?
Got gored by a... Didn't he get gored by a boar or something like that?
Yes, yes, he did.
So he turned that part down. He's turned some parts down.
Could you see Brian Cox in that role, though? I mean, I can see it, but I don't know if I'd like it.
I think that guy can do pretty much anything. I think if you could do Logan Roy and McDonald's commercials, you can pretty much do anything. Who do you think is the most overrated? Because he's talking about Johnny Depp being overrated.
Oh, wow.
Who is the most overrated athlete in sports right now?
Athlete?
Most overrated.
Oh, okay,
let's go
actor.
Athlete. Most overrated. Or actor. Actor and athlete.
Okay.
think about that. Bird, yeah. What do you think about that? We'll do that coming up next. And then we got Game of Games. It's Momo's game today. I am within striking distance of winning the whole thing. Ireland leads 4-3. It's Momo's game, so I got a shot to win. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Whoa. Lie of the day. Lie of the day is next.
Oh, lie of the day is next. Tickets. I'm sorry.
Rams tickets. Very important.
How could I forget? Lie of the
day. Did you get to the, did you lie yet, Mace?
I did.
All right.
Told a bold-faced, made-up lie. Right now, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Do you know my lie of the day? We got a pair of tickets for you to be at SoFi Stadium Monday night for Rams-Cardinals. And I will tell you that this lie feels obvious to me. Feels obvious. We'll do that. Coming up next, good luck, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, lie of the day. So we've got a pair of tickets to be at SoFi Stadium Monday night for Rams-Cardinals, do-or-die playoff game. There it is. There's the theme. And we've got folks lined up right now. If you can identify the lie that I told at some point today, you will win. Do you have any idea, Momo?
I have one idea, but I'm not really sure. I think you're a really good liar.
Super big and elaborate lie. Bergman, do you have any idea?
No, but I didn't get it today.
Okay. Laura, I'm a great liar. You probably don't know.
I have an idea, but I don't want to say because if it is, then they get it.
Okay. So let's go to Pedro in L.A. Pedro, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Do you have any idea what the lie of the day is?
I'm going to go with you said that you've never seen Sex in the City.
Nope, I've never seen Sex in the City.
Oh.
Sorry. Thank you, Pedro. Thank you for the call. Yeah, no, I'm not a Sex in the City guy. I don't know if there is such a thing. Let's go to Edgar in Garden Grove. Edgar, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to go with the George Lopez story.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes. That was an elaborate, made-up hoax of a story about competing with George Lopez for a job. I was never in George Lopez's class at all. So, Edgar, that means you win a pair of tickets for Monday night at SoFi Stadium, Rams-Cardinals. Are you a Rams fan?
I am, sir. Yes.
Awesome. It's a great. Have you been to SoFi yet?
No, I have not.
You're going to love it, man. You'll have a blast. I'll see you out there, okay?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Edgar Garden Grove. Yeah,
so,
that was an elaborate,
you know what
made
I think
scheme.
You did, though? That's why I thought it was a lie, too. I thought there was some part of it that was a lie, because I feel like I've heard you tell some version of the audition story with, like, Eric Kramer. You auditioned for something. What was it, though?
Yes.
But it wasn't George Lopez.
Yeah, it was not George Lopez at all. It was some guy I've never heard of. Some guy I've never heard of.
And Eric Kramer was there, though, right?
Eric Kramer was there for that. He did.
Because I feel like there was parts of that story that were true, but you just changed a lot of the big details.
I changed a lot of big details.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we were talking a little bit about Brian Cox. We got Game of Games coming up for you. Most overrated athlete and most overrated actor. What comes to mind?
You ready? Should I do actor first?
Sure. Do actor first.
I'm just going to have to do it. Ben Affleck.
Oh,
that's mine too, Momo. Yeah.
And it's not just because I dislike what he said about Jennifer Garner. Okay. I just don't get it. Like, I don't, every time I feel like he's the same guy. I feel like he plays the same person every time. And he's this big star. And like, I saw him the other day in Independence Day. Remember, it was like, remember back early Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he was cool then. And I liked him in Good Will Hunting, but like every other role he's played since his early days, I feel like it's the same guy.
Very bad Batman.
Yeah, very
awful
bad.
Batman.
He's got a movie out right now on
The Tender Prime Bar.
Called yeah. The Tender Bar that George Clooney directed that I heard he's really good at and got
But it's the same guy. He plays the same character.
Okay, that's your actor, Ben Affleck, and that's yours.
I have Berman. Another one if you feel yep. like I'm,
yeah,
I'm
sure.
really into it.
Let her rip.
I, you know what? I love Denzel Washington, but lately, no.
Whoa.
Whoa. No, that's, that's a travesty right
I'm
there.
I'm sorry.
Don't even,
no.
Don't
no.
even say that.
No, 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 no.
He just did, Denzel Washington is just did Macbeth. And he's
okay,
nominated
okay.
for
he's
Best
awesome.
Actor
You know what
year.
It was? You know what it was? It was the one that he did The Fences. Remember that one?
I love that movie.
I
thought he was fantastic in Fences.
Oh. Hated that.
Yeah,
Jackie
no, I
McMullen
he was awesome
and I,
in that.
We went to go see that movie together, and I looked at her afterwards like, did you hate that as much as I did? And she was like, God, I'm so glad you said it.
Him and Viola Davis, oh. is, and he's an old washed-up athlete. I thought
oh,
it, was
it was
fantastic.
Horrible. It was so boring.
Yeah,
and it was so self-indulgent. Oh, God.
Yeah, no, no, you can't.
I don't hate
Denzel
very many
Washington
movies.
On
I'm
show.
Sorry. I know. I usually like Denzel.
What about
but,
athlete?
Ugh.
What about athlete?
Bryce Harper.
Did Stats. He just win the MVP?
Yeah, I don't understand it. His team sucked. How do you win? So what? You hit a bunch of homers, but like it didn't translate to wins. And then when Washington won, I don't think it was because of him. It's because of the pitching and Juan Soto. And like, I don't know. I think he's fine. He puts up stats, but he doesn't really translate to
it's
wins.
Interesting. He batted .309 with 35 homers and 84 RBIs this year and won the MVP.
Eh. So what? That's why I hate baseball voting.
So Bryce Harper, because it didn't really amount to anything. Didn't
yeah, wins. And I feel like it's like that every year.
Okay.
You know,
Bergman,
every
what
year.
About you? We know your overrated actor is...
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Who's your overrated athlete?
Rudy Gobert. Rudy
Gobert.
Yeah, wow. Rudy Gobert wins the Defensive Player of the Year all the time, and he only stays within the middle of the paint. He can't get outside everywhere else. He guards one
I get
area.
That.
He does not guard the outside. He doesn't move around to other guys. It's always the same type of player. He never is – I don't understand why he wins the Defensive Player of the Year every year. It actually drives me crazy.
He's always
I get that.
Always in the paint. Yeah, no, actually, that's an interesting point. Now, I think it's going to be a handful for us on Monday. Because
yeah,
I don't think we're going to get Anthony Davis back. And you're going to have to start Dwight with Rudy Gobert on the floor.
By he's the in way, protocol.
Field, you know what his field goal percentage is? 71%. That's how down in the paint he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Laura, did you come up with anything?
So for actor, I was actually thinking of Ben, too, but then everybody took it. But then I'm like, hey, we're all on the same page, so we're good.
Ben Affleck it is, okay?
Athlete, you guys are going to hate me, so I'm not going to say it.
It's okay. I know
no,
what you're going to
say.
No,
just
no,
say
no,
it.
It's okay. I'm good.
It's LeBron.
Wait, can I have a question? No. Can I have a question?
Yeah, go
does your
it.
Athlete, does his name rhyme with muscle, chest, rook?
No, I think it rhymes with LeBron James.
No.
No, Greg, no, actually.
She
no.
hates LeBron.
I so do not hate that. LeBron. We've gone over this. I do not. I do not hate LeBron. Hate is a very strong word, and I do not hate LeBron. And yes, it is Westbrook.
I knew it.
Oh,
knew
it is Westbrook. Wow, that's a gimme.
Yeah.
That's a gimme. All right, so mine?
Yeah.
Most overrated athlete. And announcer, Tony Romo. I don't get it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I get it.
Very
get
average quarterback. And he, as an announcer, he annoys me. I know everybody else loves him.
I get it. I get
me.
What you're saying then. I know. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Talks too much for an analyst.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actor Jared Leto.
Oh, don't come at Jared
really?
Leto.
I saw him in House of Gucci. All he is, you don't even recognize. He's got
it's
so much
eyes.
Makeup and so many prosthetics. You would look at him and you wouldn't even think it's Jared Leto. All the makeup is doing the work. He's not.
Okay.
So
I get
Jared
it.
Leto.
I get why you say that. He's an interesting guy, though. Like, you know, he's got his band and he's kind of hippy-dippy, right? Like, he's, I don't know. I'm all right with
yeah,
Jared
he's
Leto.
Out there. Overrated as an actor, in my book.
Okay, sure.
All right, there you have it. A little overrated. I guess who does overrated, underrated?
Oh, that was a Sedano and Cap thing.
Do they still do that?
No.
No, that's
killed
gone.
That wait. You know what this segment was? It was what? Overrated, underrated, and or properly rated.
Yes, there was three of them. We eventually then changed it to overrated and underrated.
True, sorry. Yeah.
All right, okay, Jack.
Can you do one more of those just for the road so I can hear you say properly the way you used to say it?
Is it overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
Oh, God!
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Momo's game today to wrap up the week. Huge weekend coming up for you. I am excited for Monday. We get a short show on Monday going straight to SoFi Stadium. Then we break it all down on Tuesday. We're in a great stretch here, so stay listening to 710 ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, the month is off to a good start for me. I have won 3 times. Normally, I don't fare well in Game of Games. Ireland has won 4. Bergman, you've got 1 to your credit, and Michael Thompson has won once. It is Momo's game today, so a chance for you and me to score. And Laura struggles at our games.
Yeah. You know, Laura, though, I think you're going to have a chance with this one, okay?
Okay, Momo, all right? Thank you.
So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like you listen to the station, so you're going to have a chance with this one.
All right.
This one is a Matthew Stafford-themed Jeopardy, okay?
Okay.
So your name is your buzzer. Answers must come in the form of a question. We have 7 questions and 1 tiebreaker. Everyone understand the rules?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford famously had dinner in this Mexican resort.
Mason.
Go ahead, Steve.
What is Cabo?
Yeah, I'll accept
that's
that.
Not,
what is?
Well, you said resort.
Yeah, it's a resort town. I didn't finish the question. Resort town after his trade was agreed upon.
Okay.
Okay. Cabo San Lucas. Okay. Yeah. All right.
For Cabo San Lucas, you got to accept Cabo.
Yeah.
That's true.
Steve, hold on. I'll get a keep score. Greg, Laura.
I got it.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This Rams offensive lineman was also in Cabo during the McVay Stafford summit.
Mason.
Go ahead, Mace.
Take a shot. Andrew Whitworth.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
Mason
I didn't
with two.
Know that.
Yeah.
But you didn't say it in a formal question, did you?
Oh, I didn't.
Greg.
Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, I couldn't spell Zan. Damn.
Who is Andrew Whitworth?
Oh, that's not fair. I called him out.
You did.
You didn't say your name. I didn't know we could.
It's okay.
The rules of the game.
All right. Okay.
I suck at this.
Number 3. Sean McVay has had a friendly relationship with the Staffords through a family connection. Stafford's wife, Kelly's brother, is wide receivers coach for which NFL franchise?
Mason.
Go ahead, Steve.
Who is the Washington football team?
That is incorrect.
I'll just take a guess, Greg.
Go ahead, Greg.
Who is the Tennessee Titans?
That is incorrect. Laura.
Aww.
You want a hint? Should I give her a hint? This team is in the playoffs.
Wait. I think I know.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Who? Say
okay,
what?
Oh, okay, what? Hold on, let me phrase it. What is the Detroit Lions?
Oh, no, damn. No. All right. What is the Buffalo Bills?
Okay. Oh, I was way off.
Yeah. Well, McVay came from Buffalo, one of the stops along the way. Okay. All right. Stafford was the number 1 pick in the 2009 NFL draft after a successful career at this college.
Mason.
Go ahead, Mace.
Dang it.
What is Alabama?
That is incorrect.
Greg.
Go ahead, Greg.
What is Georgia?
Greg 2. Mason 1.
I was so close.
Laura 0.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I should know that.
Okay, come on. I'm going to read this really slowly. Matthew Stafford attended Highland Park High School in Dallas, along with which?
Mason, Greg.
Go ahead, Mace. I heard Mace.
Who is Clayton Kershaw?
Very good. 2-2, Greg and Steve.
I knew that was coming at some point.
Yeah.
That's why I read it really slow. While at the University of Georgia, Stafford threw many of his passes to this future Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver and current and Arizona Cardinal.
Mason.
Laura, you can't talk in the middle of it.
Who is DeAndre Hopkins?
That is incorrect.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sorry, I talked in his ear.
While at the University of Georgia, Stafford threw many of his passes to this future Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver and current Arizona Cardinal.
Cincinnati.
He made it Georgia.
Anybody?
Anybody?
I don't know.
Going once? Going twice? Laura?
That was
no.
Hard.
Was it AJ Green?
It's right, Steve. Yeah, you got it.
I guessed wrong.
AJ Green.
Okay. This is the last question. Steve 2, Greg 2, Laura 0. Okay. On her podcast, Kelly Stafford revealed some interesting stories about Leonardo DiCaprio. she and Stafford went on vacation with Leo to the Bahamas. And while having drinks, Leo was dared to lick the ear of this quarterback's wife.
Mason.
Go ahead, Mace.
Who is Matt Ryan?
Oh, Steve wins.
He just listened to that podcast.
I know, but that was an obscure story.
I just listened to the podcast.
You know.
I have officially said I'm not playing these games. I suck.
You're out.
You keep playing. You keep playing.
You keep playing,
it's
Laura.
It's so embarrassing. It's so bad.
Laura, this if you are not a – honestly, if you're not a like a hardcore Rams fan paying attention, that's a tough quiz.
Well, yeah, because I'm just dating them right now. Well, yeah, but that's – I was like – I knew that one was coming, and I just didn't.
All right.
No.
Tiebreaker, you guys want a tiebreaker?
Yeah, sure. Do the tiebreaker.
Okay,
let's do it.
All right, closest without going over.
Oh,
actually,
I hate
no, we're just gonna go. We're just gonna go. We're just gonna say closest. We're not because it's a small number. Okay, how many fourth quarter comebacks does Stafford have in his career?
Mason.
Mason first. Go ahead.
I'll say 42.
Okay, Greg.
I think he's right on the number there, so I'm just gonna say 43.
Okay, Laura.
Damn, 41.
Actually, Laura's closest. I said fourth quarter comebacks, not game-winning drives. Okay, so it was
34. Oh.
All right.
So what's the number?
It was 42.
34.
Hey.
Fourth quarter comebacks. Game-winning drives is 42.
That's what we need. That's what we want to see Monday night. Oh, actually, no, we don't.
You don't want to be trailing.
No, yeah. You want to run away.
I got one. Okay, can I get that?
There you go, Laura. That's it.
I totally lost, but still.
No, we don't want that at all. We don't need a fourth quarter comeback Monday night. We're gonna whoop them. We're gonna.
That was an okay game, right?
That's totally
good.
Solid.
Yeah,
totally
okay.
Solid.
Nicely done.
You're gonna be here a lot the next couple of weeks, right?
I don't know. Am I, Greg? I think there's only 1 week in February or something. I don't know.
No, in January, you got a bunch of days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, still good.
Yeah, a bunch of days because right. Ireland's okay. Got the Grammy trip. If you're just tuning in, by the way, the Lakers are, and this is the report, optimistic that Anthony Davis will be able to return and play at some point during the Grammy trip.
That's kind of big.
That is big.
I mean, the trade deadline is coming up on February 10th. Okay.
Yes.
I don't really know what the Lakers can do. To be honest, there's not much they can offer. But there are ways they can do a little something. And I think they're going to be much more – I think they'll be much more active at the buyout deadline. So people who get bought out of their teams can be added. The big question is, do they get anything out of Kendrick Nunn before the trade deadline so they have some sense of what
his
means.
Value is, right? I mean, mm-hmm. It sounds like they're going to offload Kent Bazemore if they can. Offload DeAndre Jordan if they can. The three names that are floating around, and I don't even know how you make these deals, Gary Trent up in Toronto, Derek Favors in Indiana, or Jeremy Grant in Detroit. Those are the three guys that have been rumored to be possible Lakers, but I have no idea how you make deals based on salaries. I mean, it's THT, it's Kendrick Nunn, it's a draft pick, it's something like that. I think all three of those would be nice gets, in particular Jeremy Grant, who I think is fantastic. But I just don't know how flexible the Lakers are able to be when competing on the trade market for guys like that.
Well, you also just think, like, what is the value of trading THC right now? I mean, you have him on a very manageable contract. He's still really young. He's really your only tradable guy. I mean, that's the only person anybody would give you something for. And do you want to give up on him this early when you have LeBron for one more year?
Right. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Although,
I wouldn't trade him unless
I'm getting
something
really good.
Isn't
it just win
right
now? I mean, if it's a matter of let's win right now.
Yeah.
Because LeBron is here for this year and next. Let's win right now. You may forsake the future and say, hey, we can get somebody better right now that can help us in 2022.
Yeah, theoretically, yes. But there's not that many trades out there that you could legitimately say this guy gives us a really good chance. I mean, maybe if you could do something with Miles Turner in Indiana, that would really help. I think that would, you know, he's one of the leading shop blockers in the league.
I said Derek Favors, right? I meant Miles Turner.
The Jeremy Grant. I mean, I think there'll be some other guys that could move too. And there'll be some other, like Kemba Walker might be, you know, available in New York. He hasn't really played all that much. He's been in and out of the rotation. There's going to be a lot of stuff moving around and doing things, but THT is the future, man. That guy, part of me says play him now See what you have. Give him some seasoning.
He just is so inconsistent. If you're trying to win right now, he's so inconsistent.
Yeah, hey, guys, I got some breaking news.
Breaking news.
So, according to Bruce Feldman, who's, you know, John Ireland's favorite
neighbor. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Chip Kelly has agreed to a new contract with UCLA. Per sources, the four-year deal has been in the works for the past few weeks. Kelly led the Bruins to 8-4 record in 2021, the best record UCLA has had since 2014.
Okay, so I'll lay this out again. Bergman is a UCLA guy. He wanted Chip Kelly gone at the after last year.
Yes.
Is that fair to say, Greg?
We did say that we would give him one more year.
You said you
both
wanted
Ireland
to go.
And I. At one point, yes, I did, because he was frustrating.
And then at some point this year, he was like the magic man. He got off to a really good start.
No, you made the magic man.
And you were like all excited, I'm all in on Chip Kelly. Then they scuffled a little bit, and you said, nah, you know, we got to look a different direction after this year. And finally, I don't know what your final answer is. Did you want Chip Kelly to stay?
So it's tough because the offense was really, really good, but the defense was just so bad, and it was all 4th through 6th year seniors. So if you can't get those guys to do well, then what's going on? But because the offense is so good and DTR is coming back, it all kind of makes sense. I'm okay with this. Yes.
You're okay with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's look at tomorrow and Sunday. We know the Monday night game is coming up. Tomorrow, what's the best chance for an upset this weekend? I asked Laura Rutledge that a little bit earlier. If you look at the wild card games, and there are some big numbers. KC Pittsburgh's a big number. Philly Tampa's a big number. What's the best shot for an upset this weekend, Momo?
Raiders. Come on. You know what? What else am I going to say?
Raiders. Okay. Bergman?
I'm with Momo. It's the Raiders. Raiders.
I think it's Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Did Laura sway you?
No, I thought that all along. There's that weird quote from Ben Roethlisberger that came out this week. Did you see it? I don't have time to find it right now. But it's like, everybody knows we're going to lose. Everybody knows we're going to lose. Let's just go out there and have fun.
Yeah, I saw that.
Let's not. Oh, here it is. We're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team. I know they're not the number one seed, but they've won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best football team there is. We don't have a chance, so let's just go in and have fun. Something about that quote made me think, Pittsburgh's got a shot.
They're loose.
With that attitude, they're loose. Yeah. All right, that's it for us. Hey, have a great Super Wild Card weekend. Momo, thank you very much.
Thanks. Hey, you got to tweet the actual picks that your dog made, by the way, not just that she's going to win. So
okay,
people can see what they're betting.
ESPN Los Angeles put it up.
Yeah, at ESPN Los Angeles does have it. So those are the official picks. Everybody have a great Super Wild Card weekend. We'll be back Monday for a couple hours. It's Rams pregame, me and Ireland. Have a great weekend, and coming up next for you is Sedano and Cap. Mason and Ireland, back Monday, 7:10 ESPN.
Moved for Lara.